From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. The city of Little Rock has moved to settle a lawsuit involving some of its police officers for $450,000. In a Tuesday special meeting, the city board of directors approved the settlement with four officers who had filed a lawsuit in 2021 against then-police chief Keith Humphrey. The suit alleges abuse of process, racial discrimination, and violation of the plaintiff's rights under the Arkansas Constitution. Per an agreement between the city and the Arkansas Municipal League, costs for employment discrimination cases are split 50-50. This means the league will reimburse the city for half of the overall settlement, or $225,000. A judge has denied a former library board member's request to meet with her daughter. Attorney Jared Medlick filed the request for former Crawford County Library Board President Tammy Hamby to meet with her daughter. That request was denied on Monday. Hamby has been prohibited from contacting her daughter Jamie after she had staged a fake kidnapping of the young woman to, quote, scare her from talking to strangers online. Hamby was arrested and is facing multiple charges, including kidnapping, first-degree false imprisonment, and battery. Her daughter remains under the guardianship of the State Department of Human Services. University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences is getting new federal funding to address infant and maternal health. UAMS announced Monday they are receiving $40 million from a federal spending bill. The university plans to use the funds to renovate a space which will become a low-intervention birthing center. $8 million will go toward funding the Arkansas Center for Women and Infants Health, a statewide call center, which seeks to reduce maternal and infant mortality. School also plans to create a maternal and infant education center, among other projects. A center dedicated to cybersecurity research is now open at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. University officials held a formal dedication Tuesday at the Cyberspace Operations Research and Education Center, also known as CORE. UA Little Rock Chancellor Christina Drail said it will give students hands-on experience in a field that's becoming increasingly in demand.
Cybersecurity is one of the most pressing challenges facing industries, government, and education today, and it's growing more and more complex every day. At UA Little Rock, we take seriously our responsibility to prepare students to meet those challenges head-on with the skills, training, and experience to make meaningful contributions in the workforce from day one.
The center was funded in part by a $1 million grant from the Office of Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin, who said the center's research will be critical to countering rising cybersecurity threats.
But this is a purpose that we can all get behind, not only because it's important to students who need a career. This is important to our quality of life, dare I say, our existence. This is a national security matter.
The center will provide students with real-world simulations and tools during their education. Researchers will also provide forensic analysis and cybersecurity assessments to infrastructure entities, governments, and the U.S. military. And just a note, Little Rock Public Radio is housed on the UA Little Rock campus. A program to recruit, train, and support new teachers in Arkansas has received a funding boost for the next 3 years. The Arkansas Teacher Corps announced Tuesday they've received a $5.1 million grant. The money from the Walton Family Foundation will be used to train and support new teachers in high-need communities across the state. A local celebrity in one Arkansas town is getting a special honor. The nonprofit Main Street Russellville has given the green light for a new statue of Arkansas Tech University's campus ambassador, Jerry the Bulldog. Jerry, whose full name is Jerry Charles Young III, will be represented in sculpture at the historic Russellville Train Depot. The sculpture by BB artist Calvin Stringer is funded by a $10,000 grant from the Division of Arkansas Heritage. And today we have a high around 60 degrees with clearing skies. Low tonight is 36. Looking ahead to your weekend, rain chances back in the forecast, but they may be out before Sunday. Highs will be in the 60s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.